I'm John Batchel with my good colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. The BBC is now acknowledging severe distortion of the news to do with the President of the United States and events in 2021. But also there is a report that I've read only pieces of that suggests the BBC is misrepresenting its fair-mindedness when it comes to such as the war in Gaza or the presentation of politics across the European plain. The question now is, what did they do and when did they do it? But there's been resignations already, which you can take as acknowledgement that there's substance to this. How do you hear it, Liz, that the BBC edited that presentation of the president to make him look in the worst possible light? That's something that was done deliberately. That wasn't an accident of some intern who just showed up and turned out the lights.
No, I think this is a pretty damning situation where film was spliced and put together in such a way that it looked like the president on January 6th, that fateful January 6th day, was exhorting his followers to violence. And it isn't true. I mean, anyone who has actually watched his speeches from that day, he was encouraging people to protest nonviolently and to make their, you know, frustrations known, but certainly not to engage in any sort of attack on the Capitol, which, of course, is what followed. So we've had the director general and the head of the news department resign as this came to light. And I must say, it was a pretty swift decision on the part of those individuals to step down, which suggests to me that there's meat on the bones here. As you point out, there are other issues like, for example, the reporting on Gaza, the reporting on other events of the last year. And I would say that's a little murkier because almost every news organization has tried to portray the president in an unfavorable light. They don't like him. I mean, whether it's NBC or CBS or Bloomberg or, yes, BBC, they have taken a pretty sour view of the tariffs, of the pro-Israel stance, whatever. I mean, name it. They're basically pretty contrary to the messaging out of the White House. The issue here, though, and it's a little bit analogous to the blowback from the White House against NPR and the defunding of NPR, National Public Radio, in our country, is this is a state-run organization. The BBC is a public outfit in the UK. And so the question is, shouldn't they be held to a higher standard? If you're a conservative in the UK, if by chance you actually like Donald Trump, the president of the United States, or some of the people in the UK who follow similar figures, Nigel Farage or whoever in the UK, you're going to be pretty teed off about this, because it's your tax money supporting what is, you know, arguably a propaganda outfit. And by the way, again, that's kind of the reaction of people, of conservatives in the United States against our public radio, which clearly has had a leftward bias. And the fact that some of the people involved in these organizations refuse to admit that is just sort of, they're either blind or they're so far in their own bubble that they can't really appreciate the point of view of the other side.
There are many facts to learn. To final minute, the shutdown is said to be over. Do you believe it, Liz? A minute to go.
I do. I'm sure that there's going to be some group in the House that says, no, we don't want to continue. Or, I mean, who knows? Undoubtedly, it may be that there'll be some disruptive elements in the House, but I think they'll get it done. Because in the House, if some conservatives, for example, who want to cut government spending, make a ruckus about continuing resolution, I think Trump will land on them heavily and knock their heads together, and they will capitulate. This has been an absolutely hideous chapter for Democrats. Democrats are now at war with each other.
Right.
They put the country through this awful time for no gain whatsoever.
Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.